Welcome, our side piece, Jay.
Coach Jay, doing whatever you want him to.
All right, then.
You are listening to the Top Off Sports Podcast.
There's no Jimmy voice anymore?
Super slow.
Okay, so we're cutting back people on our budget.
Yeah.
We have no more Jimmy voice. We have no, what's it, outro? We decided last week, too?
There's still an outro.
Okay, good. See, there's the GJ Jimmy voice. I was trying to get him to talk.
Short.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast.
Stop it.
I will. And let me start by apologizing. I think this is one of those days I got to start by saying I'm sorry. I've listened four times to our podcast last week, and after the third time, I'm going to say two words I should have said a lot sooner, and those are, I'm sorry. It was awful. You can't make fun of other leagues' podcasts when you turn out garbage like we did last week, and for that, I'm sorry. Joe K, you should probably apologize, too. You were just as bad as me.
No, that's fine. I was right. You were wrong, so I don't feel bad about it. Just like right now.
Joe K's being tough, but he's apologizing, too.
I'm sorry, everybody, I guess.
Tough, but we
were bad.
I actually didn't listen to it. Was it that bad?
It was terrible.
Why? What was wrong with it?
You and I were fighting. I said 5,000 times. And by the way, if you're like in college, or even if you're in your 30s and 40s, you want to play drinking games.
The Lenny drinking.
Put on a podcast, and every time I say drink. You'll be hammered like 18 minutes into the podcast. I realize that, too.
Be sending people to the emergency room.
Exactly. You can see me there. That'd be kind of cool. So
appearing every Wednesday.
That would be kind of funny. So good evening. Welcome. September 8th. We're going to begin. We're not sure how many teams are here. I think we're, 39? Anybody check
something
the website?
Something like that. I think Topper is expecting us to get like 44.
That's what we're thinking.
Which is low, but...
We're expecting
winter
teams.
Always does that.
Well, it does. Two teams in D1, I know, are coming. I talked to one today. He's just working out some quarterback issues. He will have those fixed momentarily, and he will be in. XTC, they always better late than never. Joe Russell, he basically doesn't even know football's going on until like 3 days before.
Yep.
And teams are combining.
They are. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know what? We're going to introduce everybody, and then we're going to ask our first question. First is guest one, and she's not a guest. She's back. Emily, good evening. How are you?
Hey. Sorry, I was drinking my milkshake.
Yeah,
that's okay. And with her, of course, we were just laughing before. He's a recurring character now. This is what, your third time in?
Yeah, third time.
Coach Jay is back. Coach Jay, how are you?
Hey,
what's going on, everybody? Doing great tonight.
I like that you waved to nobody.
Coach Bird on the bus.
Waving to whoever's here.
What's up?
Emily, quick question for you. And Jay, you can answer this and hop into it. Like, is Coach Jay to everybody now? Is like that stuck?
Yeah.
It's like a thing now.
Like, I look at Jay and I think, what do I need advice on? So I'm just ask him about it. And it could be like green grapes versus purple grapes and what's the deal with it. And he would give me a straight answer about like seed size and things like that. He just knows things. It's great.
I buy that.
He's like my Yoda.
Absolutely.
Always steering me in the path of good choices.
This is good. Who's your caddy, Coach Jay?
My caddy?
Yeah. Like, okay, let's say you have a moral crisis or something like that. Like, obviously, if I had a moral crisis, I would call you, and like 900 other people probably would. Like, who's your like go-to caller?
Go-to caller? Gotta be my brother.
Huh.
He's out of town, though. So
is there another one like you? Is he like 10 feet tall, too?
No, he is not 10 feet tall. He is 5'11 and super upset about it because he has not and will not crack that 6 foot thing. He's like, come on, man. You couldn't give me a couple. Can I just get a couple inches?
They make lifts for shoes.
And he's like
fine.
Stocky.
Yeah.
Do you know what I always tell people, though? Because I'm tall, too. And they always say, well, you're tall. That's got to be awesome. Like, yeah, well, don't forget it always rains on us first.
Yeah. First to know when it rains.
Exactly. So he's just like you.
Yeah, similar. Very, very similar. Very wise, smart kid.
Younger, older?
Younger brother, 23, maybe 24 now. Lives in Boston, engineer. Going to be home this weekend. Very excited about that. So I've been...
Can't wait. Where are we going?
Yeah, where do you want to go?
I don't know. Some Mexican joint. Let's go.
Mm.
Ooh, okay.
Mexican.
Yummy.
It's probably my favorite food.
You know, another good thing about being tall is you're like a lighthouse.
Yeah, that's right. And whenever I walk in anywhere, I can just scan the whole area. And when people are like, oh, hey, where'd so-and-so go? I'm like, back corner right there.
Jay's over there.
You know, you're probably like me. Like,
rocks.
Through the years, like, you're like, oh, we're meeting up with this girl or that person. And we get in the bar, like, got her. Everybody's like, where is this person? I'm like, nope, right over there.
Right there.
No, when Sarah and I get lost in the bar, we just look for our beacon of hope.
Yeah, just look up.
Put a hand up and everybody knows. Oh, there he is.
All right, Jay, I have a tall person question.
Go for it.
Do you want to always be the tallest person in the room?
I tell you what, a very few times has it happened where I wasn't, And when I wasn't, I'm like, wow, this is what everybody else goes through. But it is nice to sometimes just look at somebody face to face.
Like, because my friend Mike, he used to play on Sweet and Sour. He's got to be, he's like 6'5 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I still go to him with like to the gym and hang out with him and stuff. And anytime we're anywhere and there's somebody who's like really close, he always has to like walk behind him and I have to tell him if he's taller or not. And, like, he just always wants to be the tallest guy there. When somebody's significantly taller than him, he just like doesn't know how to react. And I'm just like, I don't know if that's just a thing when you're used to being the biggest person in the room.
Remember last week of the season, you and I passless chaps with really, 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 really tall guys?
Yeah, that guy.
Like, I looked up, I'm like, oh my God.
He's
like,
not human.
He was like 6'10". I'm like, what the frig?
Wow.
Is that like really tall guy from
No, he's
Prime
really,
Time?
Really tall guy.
Yeah, he's better than that guy.
Yeah,
he's
way taller. Better. Way better.
That's what makes you better.
A couple more inches.
Yeah. He wow. almost was 7 foot.
Wow.
That was the guy who was like 7 feet tall and like nobody could cover him and passless chaps like looked at him one time on a bomb. It's like,
they
God forbid he runs an
enough.
8 yard hook.
Wow.
They could have thrown it underhand and up in the air and this kid could have caught 57
punt
balls.
Punt it down the field and let him get it.
Oh, it was dreadful. So let's get to our first subject. We're going to talk about some stuff today because we don't really have any agenda, if you will.
As we have agendas.
I know. Well, we're hoping for 44 teams or so. So around the room, and everybody kind of chime in on this one, do we think, and we've talked about the sub thing on and off and blah, 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 do we think that the sub thing has caused, well, I think we've gone from 56 to 44, so we lost about 12, or before we started, we asked this question, do you think football has jumped the shark?
Ooh.
No.
No, I don't think football's ever jumped the shark.
Football will always be cool.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It will always be how I spend my life.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know of any teams that were like, we're not coming back. I know of teams that combined with other teams. So some people left because of adulting and things like that. But
12 teams is a lot.
Lenny, do we consistently have teams that don't come back in the fall? Because I know some, you know.
Yes, we always had, it was always three or four. We always had four teams that came one way and then four teams, it was always flipped. Like you played the fall, you played the spring kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It was about four.
Yeah. I mean, the only team I can think of that just wasn't coming back was Tommy Hughes. And besides the fact that we wouldn't be allowed now, like even then it was just kind of a wrap at the end of the season. So
I think D6 is literally, I don't see any teams left in D6. And I'm trying to, does anybody know who Peachy Platoon is? Like,
no.
Is that
Dilly that.
Playing games with their name again?
That would be amazing if they did that, though.
If they
just constantly changing
really
the name
would.
To fuck with you.
That's what I thought. I'm like, that seems like something they would do.
It'd be great. And they're just like a really nice version of them. And did they just play like opposite world?
That would be kind of funny. You want to hear funny? Not even funny. I heard a rumor. Dark Knights, that team I used to help, they're not coming back.
Why?
Really?
Yeah, he couldn't garner enough, but guess where he's going? You're going to laugh when I say it.
HK4.
No, McKenzie Agency.
Oh, why does everybody go there?
Andy's pretty good. And he said, yeah, I'm
it's
going
like
to
football's
McKenzie Agency.
Football's trash yard nowadays, the McKenzie Agency.
Stop.
Whoa.
That's Brent's team.
I know. I'm only saying
that
because
we're
going to have literally 7 people listen to this, and 5 of them are going to be in McKenzie Agency. The other 2 are Lenny and Mike Martin.
Remember, Lenny, Sarah, and I told you about the team we thought would be really funny called Sour Patch Kids?
Yes.
And you would put them in, like, D4.
Yes.
And it'd be, like, the league nicest people ever, like Brent.
Joe Russell, Tammy.
Yep. Yeah, like the nicest people you know, and then the league villains.
That'd
I'll let
amazing.
You fill
so,
in the blank.
Varsity villain. No, it should be... I think you need a certain type of like player for that.
Well, you
like,
want to hear a rumor? I always say, like, I'm not one to talk to you and hear this from me. I heard that a pretty well-known figure in this league dialing up a quarterback on Varsity Villains in the offseason but couldn't get him. And
I tried.
That's what I heard. No, it's somebody else. But I heard that somebody had reached out to a quarterback on Varsity Villains, but he couldn't make
the
season.
Who was the quarterback on Varsity Villains?
That was Jay Kosmanski.
Ooh.
I don't know who that is.
He's about to have a kid.
If you saw him, you'd
oh, congratulations.
Was. Yeah.
Not me.
Congrats on your kid.
But, no,
hey, if you're listening, congrats.
Right? He's the third best rapper in TSL history, right?
Well, Katie Keller's 1.
And then Bees Brothers 2.
No, the girl that rapped with Katie Keller was 2.
But she's not a part of the league, so it doesn't count.
Well, she came to football like twice.
That doesn't mean you're part
you
of the league.
You have to play in the league on a team.
Is it like Rudy? You have to play in one
yeah,
play?
Yeah, that's why
play.
Bees yeah. Brother had that's to play it. For Home Tech for him to get all his records.
Oh.
And it happened, and now he's suspended for life.
I met some Plug Life associates
this is
out
true.
In the community.
This is true.
Wearing my gear.
Really? How'd that go down?
It went well.
Terrifying.
Until Jay chimed in and talked about
Here
these
we go.
Brother.
This is the best, actually. I like the story. Emily, please, regale us with this tale.
This guy comes up to me at Riverworks, and he's like, oh, how are you part of the movement, the Plug Life movement? And I was like, yeah, this guy I know in my football league sells gear. And I was like, his name is Jeffrey. And I couldn't remember his last name for the life of me, and then after remembered his last name. And then Jay goes, he has a brother named B. And I'm like, no, he doesn't.
So literally, Jay found out, what, 2-3 weeks ago now, that B's brother, not actually brothers with B.
Right. And I'm just fortunate that I never actually said anything to either one of them. I was always introduced, yo, this is B's brother. And I'm like, oh, cool.
Now, not talking to them is probably the right way to go anyway.
Wow.
You want to hear a funny
That's
one about
not
that day?
A choice.
I think I told you this. Like, that Outdoor League had their championship at Riverworks. Do you know that same day I was out, we were going to Riverworks and ended up going to Giancarlo's? Can you imagine if I would have walked into Riverworks with Walter, Topper, and Georgia?
Because you would have walked up to me and Emily and Maddie funny. And everybody else was just doing shots.
He would have seen Topper and he just would have gone, That would have been funny. That would have been
because
Mo funny.
Treats us like royalty, so it's fine.
He would have saw Topper. He would have just, his chin would have hit the floor and just went out of my mind.
Us.
Probably. He don't try all he wants.
Well, I mean, his sub rules aren't as vicious, so maybe we'll go play.
Yeah, I got to play on two teams.
In
it
the
was
same
so,
tournament.
It was so fun. Oh, my God.
Did you look at yourself in the mirror at the end of the day?
Yes, I did.
And how did you feel?
Great.
Mm-hmm.
That's because you look great.
Because I played awesome.
Look great, feel
and
great.
Had fun.
You do that for 8 straight weeks, eventually you'll have a moral conscience, I guarantee you.
No.
Can't buy a championship.
If I could play 10 games every Friday or every Saturday, I would.
No. No, when I leave, you guys play, do all the games you want. I'm going to fight all of you until I leave. I
Lenny,
swear I will.
I abided by your rules last session.
You played from D6 last session.
For 5 minutes.
Still did
game.
It, and then your moral conscience kicked in. And you actually gave it. So Lenny's not wrong here, actually.
Yeah, that was one time.
The only time it needed to be.
And Topper gave me the seal of approval. So
was it? Wait, time out. Let me stop you right there. Did Topper give you the seal of approval, or did Uncle Topper give you the seal of approval? Because that's our problem right
now. To tell.
Can we get an actual seal and call him the seal of approval?
Because when Topper says things, it's
like
okay.
A real seal, like an animal.
When
no,
Uncle
the
Topper
guy
comes
kissing
out,
the rose.
We have problems.
Ooh.
Uncle Topper should never be allowed to come to football ever.
What does that mean?
Picture of Batman.
So Topper has two Batman personalities. This is my joke. Like, regular Topper's a good guy, but when Uncle Topper has a couple drinks, Uncle
He's
Topper comes out. And then cute girl
guy.
Walks up, hey, Uncle Topper, can you kill my boyfriend for me? Sure! Done. And then away it goes.
Well, is Peyton a cute girl? Because Peyton's the one who asked.
Well, he does have some guilt.
If I'm being honest, I didn't ask.
Despite having a girls-ish name, no.
But
is
normally,
Peyton, is Peyton a boy's name?
That's
or a
male
name.
It depends.
I don't know.
I know
a
both.
Lot of Peyton.
Peyton.
Oh. I know both.
Oh, Peyton from One Tree Hill.
Yes,
she was a girl.
She was
yes,
awesome.
She was.
She was.
She was.
Did you watch One Tree Hill?
Did I watch One Tree Hill?
That
oh
feels
my God!
Like the worst question I've ever heard.
Holy smokes!
Were you Team Peyton
was that
or
just
Team
asked?
Brooke?
Who do you think? I love Peyton. Love
me
her.
Too.
Yes, she was my favorite.
Wow, we agree.
Mm-hmm. But we never. We only disagree on some things. Usually, we're okay except for the
blondes versus brunettes issues. We disagree on
maybe,
and we both picked the blonde character in that scenario.
Exactly, and I always pick Dawson over Pacey. If that's the other question.
Oh, duh.
I didn't watch that show.
Emily, could you do me a favor the next time you see Peyton?
Yeah.
Please get him a shot. On me.
Okay.
And I'll pay you back for that one. Let me tell you, I finally had the chance to catch up with him after a long time, put the band back together, got to see his new apartment and all. Great stuff. Great guy. Definitely, please, get him a shot for me if
I'll
you could.
I'll see him at kickball tomorrow.
Do you play on one team or two?
One team.
Okay.
We're called Balls of Fury.
Somebody's got to throw that question out
there. She's DH.
DH?
Kicks for both teams.
Well, Coach Jay, let's go to you. So we haven't talked to you in a little while. I got a bunch of questions for you. So I'm going to start with my beginning one. Last time you were here, you were literally shaking like a leaf on a tree. You're like, oh, God, please don't send us to D1, and we did.
Yeah,
but
you did.
You guys did great. Score was not indicative.
Better than you thought.
You want to know what? You're right. The scoreboard does not always tell the whole story. No. However, we finished the bottom D1, which, I mean, hypothetically, is the top of D2, which is...
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So...
You guys did good. Let me tell you something. I saw you guys play, and I missed the week we played, but you played us tough. You had a couple good games. Your playoff game, you guys started out well. Delano was, wow.
Yeah.
Delano can play.
Yeah. Yeah, he can. I will say, at the beginning of the season, there was a few games where it was we one score game, or you just had to have the ball last sort of thing. And
the clock wasn't your friend.
Right. Right.
Is that
so, yeah, we were.
Time management?
Time.
No, it just. The game we just were competitive ended. All the way through. A handful of them there. Then there were some other games that it's like, oh boy, it's halftime and let's get a running clock. Let's just keep it going.
Those things happen sometimes.
But yeah, yeah. But no, it was fun. It was good. Yeah, Delano's a great player. It was nice to have him back.
It really was.
I feel that getting Maggie on their team is going to be a big help for them.
Yeah.
It is, which is going to lead me to my next question. So kind of take us through, because a lot of people are kind of wondering, here's Angry Buffalo. Let's be honest, that's a very well-liked team. We know this.
Yeah.
And then you have New Gods, who they have their fans and they have their detractors. And all of a sudden, if you would have guessed what two teams would emerge, I would have never guessed you two. Like, how did that come apart?
They both wear red.
Well, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Well, I think here's what happened.
Angry Gods.
In the spring, yeah. And I got to give a shout out to him. I don't know if he's going to listen. But Zabron moved away. So from what I heard from a lot of other people kind of analyzing our team, we lost our quick,
fast guy.
Right. So we had Delano and I, taller targets. We had nobody to kind of work, the middle of the field as like that quick guy. So realized that in the spring. And then New Gods was not getting their quarterback back. They were kind of all over the place. And I let Nick Such, and by let, he's the captain. He orchestrated this whole thing. He was in talks with Ramir, and so we added Jay Germain, Pete, John McGrath, Maggie, and Cody Williams to our roster.
Yeah, that's some firepower. Jim, hell yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think it just opens up because I have to coach in the fall, so I'm going to miss a couple Saturdays.
What?
Yeah, I know. So just having a little bit of a deeper roster this year.
Are you normal girls still with Maggie or?
Yeah, we should. We'll have a couple girls that'll sub. We have a girl, fall is busy for her. She said she's got some couple weddings coming up, things she's got to do. So
hopefully it's Denise. You're not going to see a lot of her, hopefully.
I don't know. No, okay. She said she's in.
Okay.
She'll be there.
You're the worst, Leonard.
Yeah, but again, it's just having a little bit of a deeper roster. Then we can develop a little bit of consistency and rapport with everybody.
There are those that will say that attendance issues really beat up the New Gods, and then there's others that will say, and as much as we love Ricky Austin, that maybe it was the quarterback, and in Ricky's defense, he had some problems with his shoulder. We all know this.
Right.
Here's what I want to say about that, because okay. I think Ricky's a really good quarterback. Ricky was my Breakfast Club quarterback, and Ricky, Jay, and I would talk, and Ricky would say he would use the same plays with Breakfast Club as he would with the New Gods, and it worked in Breakfast Club. And really, the only like D1 players he had were me and Kyle Conniff. And so we were kind of trying to troubleshoot with him, like, well, why are these plays working in Breakfast Club and they're not working here? So I don't want to throw the blame on him because I think he's usually a pretty good quarterback. I think if you have a different team every week, that's difficult to adjust to.
How would you react to the final play of your season?
It wasn't part of the plan.
Okay. I just if ever there was a microcosm that would have said there could have been an issue there, I think somebody would have gone to that play and said, you had Kyle Conniff on the 12-yard stop just sitting there watching the grass grow,
yes.
And he threw the bomb in the wind to the girl that wasn't covered.
Covering him.
Yeah.
So, I will say that was just our one little hiccup was we didn't look at the mismatches.
Because, and I'm not taking a shot at Ricky when I say that. I think Ricky's
a pretty solid
quarterback.
No, it's kind of a veiled shot at Jay-Z, if anything.
Yeah, maybe.
I think everybody in that game, it was like there was a minute left, and, you know, initially we said in our huddle, like, let's use our plays, let's march down the field, see the mismatch, and then I don't really know what happened. I think just the clock kind of made people anxious, but honestly, it's Breakfast Club, so I really didn't just lose sleep.
I can guarantee you one thing, that play, Nick Such would have never thrown that ball.
Yeah.
No way.
Right. I will say one thing, after playing with Nick and reffing, which is great, you get to watch so much more football. It's the teams that just chunk you down, and you take a shot when you have the mismatch, but it can't be, you can't put yourself behind, especially on first or second down.
Lenny, how long is the field?
Yeah, you got to get 45 yards in six plays. It's 7.5.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
8 yards a play. That's all you really need.
I think that's what separates the higher and lower divisions. I think sometimes the lower division quarterbacks want to, like, show off their arm or, like, prove, like, look, I can throw a deep ball. When it's like, it doesn't matter. You just need to get down there.
You've watched the Mighty Ducks?
Absolutely.
Fulton Reed, they used to always say one out of four, right?
Yeah.
That is lower division football. Like, we are going to throw three crappy balls, and we're going to pray that we hit the zinger on the fourth one.
I've always explained it like it's like watching somebody who's really bad at Madden play Madden. Like, yeah, you have that one good receiver, like a Calvin Johnson, AJ Green, and they just always throw a bomb, and every, you know, it gets picked off, it gets bad. But every now and then, they get that 92-yard touchdown, and it's real cool, but cool, you lost 57-2.
Well, and so let's look at this. Let's look at the Angels. All right, okay. And you no have that low, you have that Maddie's Angels in the lower league or any other gender team. So you could throw a bomb and a guy can catch it, and it's 6 points, and 30 seconds comes off the clock, and you give the ball back to the other team, and then they chunk down the field. They score a gender touchdown, so they're already up 2 points right there. Like, mm-hmm. Just look at the statistics. Just figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Math.
I always start with this right? When I always see new teams, too. I always grab the quarterback, and I go, I want you to do me a favor. I go, stand right there, and he'll hold the ball. And I'll go to wide receiver, and I go, I want you to, and I'll push him 25 yards down the field. I go, throw that ball.
Yeah.
And he will. And I go, was that a hard throw? He goes, yeah, kind of. It was kind of far. And then I tell the receiver, come here. Go sit at 8 yards now. And I go, throw the ball. And right. He'll throw it, and he'll go, that's like easy. And I go, do you understand that?
Yeah. Just throw the easy exactly. ball.
You can't just sit there at like 7 yards, 7 yards. But, you know, like Chris Cole is right. awesome as he is, and he is awesome. How many times do you see Public Enemy throw bombs? We really don't. I mean, we can, but a lot right. of times we're at 7 to 12 yards is where we make our money.
Right.
You know, and that's – Bobby McConnell's the same way. I mean, he'll go 7 to 12 yards and then one over the top. Like, those right. are the quarterbacks that make their money.
I'm not even trying to, like, stroke your ego here, but anybody who's listening to this should be just, like, changing whatever teams they're on playbook to do that. Like,
absolutely.
This is literally, like, the best advice you'll get for yep. social co-ed football. And if you want to be – what do we get? The race for immortality. If you want to win it, like – do that.
Yeah.
We'd say it all the time. Like, that's how it used to be with Jeff as our quarterback when we were sweet and sour. We used to just throw it deep too much, and shit wouldn't go well. And then the second we, like, calm down and realize, oh, wait, they can't cover us real close, so just 10 yards, touchdown. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's not hard. Out.
You got to hope the guy doesn't grab you. You got to hope, no offense, Rose Garden, but you got to hope the field's straight and you don't fall in a hole. You got to yes. pray that you don't get the sun in your eyes or God knows what else, and you've got to, you're not going to. The percentages are so low.
I'll tell you what, speaking of that, the wine tournament was like a, not a mine, what is it called?
Minefield?
No, it was like playing on the moon. There was craters all over
that's
the place.
That's what I mean. No,
playing on the moon. Got it.
Explode. I sprained my ankle at the wine tournament. A lot of people did.
Yes. We watched
it. It was scary.
Did you sign a waiver?
That's right.
No.
I'm not suing the wine tournament.
Did you sign a waiver in the regular season?
Probably.
You don't. Neither do I. It's fine. But
you better sign the waiver.
I do. No,
we'll find you.
You can find me because I'll be here every week.
I do everything by the book.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, you actually, Emily Curry, I got to be honest. You have been a model citizen in the last couple seasons.
Yeah.
Model
and
citizen.
I formulated the Sunshine Committee. Like,
that you've done nothing really with.
I
feel like you should be
I handed
one
out
time.
I remember getting a menu sticker last year in her defense.
There
yeah,
were
I did
stickers.
Too.
You're going to switch here, but before she did
there were
that,
stickers
we complained about the lack of effort from the Sunshine Committee.
Well, yeah, I'm a waffler. It's what I do.
There were 4 weeks of stickers. Minion stickers were one that was
those
like a big crowd pleaser.
Can I throw it out there, Minion stickers again, if you're going to bring them out?
Hell yeah.
Yep.
And can I throw that out there that only deserving people deserve the Minion stickers?
Yeah, that's why they're deserving.
Exactly. Some people
I was
were
trying
getting
to include
them
everybody.
Them.
I was trying to include everybody. Mm.
But that's not how that works. Like,
no.
People need to get Rainy Cloud stickers for the Sunshine stickers.
Thank you.
More.
That's why I have Rain Cloud stickers in my bag. If you need them, you can have them. I have like
you
4,
have them in your
them.
Bag?
I might have them in my bag. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I do.
Where's your bag?
It's in my truck. I'll check.
Let's check.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have them in there. If not, I know they're in a box in my room with my smileys.
Okay.
Your sticker box?
I got, well, I don't have a sticker box. I have like a, well, actually, it is kind of like a yeah. box. Yeah. Well, because honestly, you have to make sure people understand that, yes, you can get a smiley face sticker, but yes, you can get a rainy cloud as
there
well.
There are repercussions so
you,
for being
yes,
a jerk.
You have to be right. careful.
The question was, did you do something nice today? And everybody who got a sticker told me something nice they did that day.
Yeah, but were they telling the truth?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
how am I supposed to
immediate
know
immediate rain cloud.
Do you watch The Mentalist?
Lenny, we're not opening up this can of
yes,
worms.
Yes, we are opening this can of worms. If you watch The Mentalist, then
watch
you would
their
know.
Eyes.
Yes. No.
Watch one season of The Mentalist. Watch 8 episodes. That's all I'm asking.
I was just trying to have faith that society is good.
Coach Jay, can you just tell her, like, 8 episodes? I don't think I'm asking for a lot.
No, I mean, how long is an episode?
Like, with you get the commercials
minutes.
Out? Like, 47
oh, wait,
minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's an hour
oh, it's an hour long.
46 minutes.
Can I shift gears about hours. Something, speaking of Coach Jay?
Yes, sir.
Coach Jay's boot camp.
Oh, no, what's that?
No, that's too rough.
His camp.
We started doing that.
Yeah, but that Coach was not it was Coach J's football camp for really good players who just aren't really good yet.
People didn't like that name, and that
was a long name
that turned people away.
About the T-shirts, though. We don't have the T-shirts yet.
You'd have to print it. From
we don't have
B's
brother
sleeve
to do it
across the
matter.
Back.
What do you think? I wasn't prepared to do that.
Well, a lot of people want to go to this. We'll call it a clinic.
What kind of clinic?
Males, J's, Coach J's. What are we? What can we call it?
You call it
school for kids who can't read good.
You were.
That's why I wanted to call it X Men School.
Yes.
Okay.
I went to X-Men
Coach
school.
J's X Men School.
There's something in the water at X Men School though, because everybody who's been there so far has broken their hand somehow.
Males, males yeah. and females want in. Quarterbacks want in. Like people want in.
We can help. It's not my fault. Near the end, I thought I was going to die, so I kind of had to sidebar
that. That's fine. You went on summer came around. People were going places, doing things.
Yeah, I was honestly trying to get our media conglomerate behind this idea because I love this idea. It's just like...
Aren't you the media conglomerate?
No, I'm a part of a conglomerate.
It's you and you tell me what to do sometimes.
No, we're all part of a group.
It's okay, but this is on Facebook.
We're like a think tank. This thing is potential. I saw potential.
No, there is. Just Saturday when we were with Jeff Easton, we were telling him how he should be the quarterback for the Coach J camp.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Because, like, anytime he can throw a little bit more and get a little more confidence in his knee, that'd be really nice.
Yeah. Jeff Easton did well this weekend.
But does he need help? Like, if Jeff Easton doesn't need help, then he shouldn't be there.
Yes.
Jay can make bad players good and good players better.
All right. Jay, how would you help a quarterback who I think his biggest weakness is actually calling the plays in the huddle? Even though we kind of went okay this weekend, like there's a lot of times when like the pressure might be on that Jeff will like not sure what he should be calling and like.
Well, I think if you just have, and I know some people will laugh, but I'm a big believer in just have. If you're not confident, just have a wristband with like
three C lightning. We had that.
Yeah, just
Gordon's
have a couple.
Wristband was amazing.
Yeah, you just have a couple plays on it. You got to make sure they work though.
Jay wasn't there.
the guaranteed.
Yeah, just a couple. You just set up mismatches, and then this way, when you get in those situations, you have your go-tos, you know what you want to do, and then don't ever force yourself to make a throw you're not comfortable with.
Yeah, I think he only did that one time that I can think of. It was when he tried throwing, and I thought he blew out his knee again, but it turns out a cleat on his one foot got caught in the other one's shoelace, and he just went, oh! And I thought that was like his knee separating again. I was like, here we go.
Well, let's go back to Lenny's point. How about just 7 or 8 yards. How many times do you watch teams, they just complete a hitch to some location on the field? Like, that's an easy read for
a
quarterback.
Somebody who's quick enough to just make somebody miss, and all of a sudden it's a 20-yard play.
Yeah. Also, defense doesn't always adjust.
Let me ask you this. Like, because you said, like, this is a question I'd have. How many people are on your bench when you're playing a football game, like when Jeff Easton's in the game?
When Jeff's in the game?
Yeah, like how many people are on your... Okay.
I mean, it depends on who shows
When Easton comes off the field because he doesn't play defense, how many of those people on the bench are talking to him?
Oh, all the time.
Okay, because that I can't tell you how important that is.
No, we talk with Jeff a lot. Like, if I'm on the sideline, or Gordon is really good at this too, where if he's on the sideline and he notices stuff, he'll be like right in Jeff's face. And not in like the way you would think Gordon would be in Jeff's face, but he's just like, this is what I saw. You know, relax. I'm sure that'll be there next time. And then, like, we've adjusted on the fly like that too. So there is a lot of communication. It's not
when we're humming in a game like where we're really like the second Cole comes off the field, I meet him have like 10 yards off the field.
He doesn't even say words though. You're like butterfly, pineapple, jelly, and you're like, bam, we got it.
But I'm telling you, like, the more you talk to him, you got to tell him what's the safety doing, what's the corner doing, what's this doing, what's that doing. And then he's coming off the field and he already knows all of it. And then when we're talking for 2 minutes and then I let him go and then he's like, okay, got it. And then he goes next series and away he goes.
Like with Jeff, and I think there's Jeff kind of represents like a lot of quarterbacks in the league where he definitely has the talent and the tools. And sometimes I think he just, I don't want to say struggles, but like sometimes like lacks in the mental game and doesn't have enough. I don't know if it's self-confidence or something like that, too, to, like, make the right call or force, you know, sometimes he'll, like, I know, like, his one of his other flaws is, especially, like, he would lock on to a player. Usually it's, like, Chad Griffin or somebody, like, one of, you know, our best player at the time, and he'll just, every play, just look for him, and then, like, he has to get out of that zone. That's when we got to, like, talk him down and, like, get him spreading the ball out again because, you know.
I think, though, it's important for quarterbacks to be receptive to hearing what other eyes on the field are seeing. Like, with Jeff, we were playing, and we were on offense, and the first two downs were incomplete passes. And then as I was walking back to the huddle, I heard someone say to the girl who was in the corner. Stay in your zone. Don't go with that girl. So I go into the huddle. I go, that girl's not going to move. Have Val sit right on her. Have a guy pull the safety, and then we're going to have that middle gap wide open. He hit me on like a 25-yard wheel route, and he was just like, okay. Because I told him, I go, this is what they're going to do, and he listened.
Everybody's got to pay attention.
Yeah. But I think, too, like going in the huddle, it's important. And Jay and I know this from playing together on some teams. Like, everybody can't be like, this is what we're doing. This is what I'm doing. I think the quarterback has to be the one to, for the most part, be like, these are the plays we're doing. And receivers can't be overriding that.
No, it's assistance. Like, if you're spread out in a certain formation, you should be coming back to the huddle saying, okay, this safety's on the left side and he's doing this, this, and this. Or mm-hmm. this guy's doing this, this, and this. And I got him here. I got him. And then that's it.
Yeah, that's usually. I think the best way to call a play would be, unless your quarterback is just like the man who just, it doesn't matter, this is what he's calling. Like, Cole does that all the time, but even Cole sometimes diverts to Tommy, where he's like, kind of look at Tommy at times, like, here's what I'm seeing, let's do this. As long as you have like a Batman and Robin thing going on, like, it should be a problem. But the second you get more than that, that's when like people get confused. Yeah. Or, oh, I'm always open. Well,
there's game Tommy Hughes. We always laugh. Like, Tommy Hughes, we once said was pitching a perfect game. Tommy Hughes has called literally all games himself.
Yeah.
Like, where he's so dialed in, Cole's like, you got it.
I've been a part of him. I've seen it. It's crazy.
Tommy Hughes, he's an evil genius. It doesn't make any sense, but he is.
Well, so what would you say for the teams in the league defensively? Do they play primarily man or zone?
It depends on what division you're in, I think.
Go top down. Joke. Yeah.
I would assume that higher divisions play man because everybody's more athletic. But
I think they do a 3-2.
Because like where I'm at, it's a lot of zone. Like I played against a ton of zone from, you know, D6, 5 with Tommy Hughes experience, 4-3 with Bullet Club, like Sweet and Sour. So mostly I see zone. So I don't know what you guys see, but...
Yeah, I would say D1, typically you see, I don't know, 75% zone. And then you'll get some teams, if you have the guys, like,
well,
that'll match up.
Yeah.
Right.
I think a lot of teams do the cover low because I feel like I had guys manning me in most games.
That's because you're different, though. Like, and that's the other thing.
No, that's what I'm saying. The teams my team plays against usually do a 3-2 against us.
I feel like in D1, too, usually like the top girl on the other team is usually better than the other team's fourth guy who's trying to cover, so they can't do it anyway.
Right. I think, so back to the quarterback and all this, if you know most of the time they're going to be in a zone, you have a couple plays, and instead of locking onto one guy, you just pick on an area.
Overload an area.
Yeah, overload an area, pick on one person. Because like Emily was saying, after a few years, when you play with people who come in the huddle and it's like, I'm running this, hit me on. Well, that route might not be open. You might need some other routes to set it up. And if you don't know what those other routes are, like, you could run the greatest post in the league, but
if you're covered,
if you're, if you're covered, if you're double covered, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't run a post into a 3-deep. You can run a post into a 2-deep all day long, and that's what it's designed to do.
Right.
But if you don't know that.
Right.
But I think people are starting to gravitate. I've told this actually for years. I said, I think D1's starting to move to man, and I always call it a check man. I always call it like lock low 3-over. And to Emily's point, you're locking the girls short, and you're playing flat 3 to about 7-8 yards, and you're just telling the quarterback, just, I dare you to go over the top.
Well, yeah, because to your math credit, if they don't make a completion to a girl, now you have 4 plays to go. Exactly. What's that extra? Now you got to go 11 yards instead, 12 yards? So, what's the point of even guarding them under 10? Right. Like, you want to just keep shooting yourself in the foot, sure.
Yeah, but as you get lower, it gets a little more lax. Like, you get some teams that like, everybody runs, I think, 2-deeps for the most part as you get lower down.
Well, right, because like we said, you get teams that just chuck it for a place where they're like, oh, yeah, we have to play deep because we know they're not going to.
Which is actually kind of the funniest, because teams in lower divisions, and I don't mean to sound rude when I say this, but the truth of the matter is they're not as intelligent as the upper division teams. So you shouldn't play a 2-deep because that middle is under so much pressure.
That middle
and
spot.
He does not have enough intelligence to know what's going. Like, if you're in the lower division, you should be playing a flat 3.
Yeah.
Split the field in thirds, and then if you want to lock low, that's fine, but you should be, here's your third, your third, your third.
Uh-huh.
The guy in the middle screwed in a lower division game. Like, that's the most important position on the field in defense.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. The guy in the middle is screwed in upper division game, too. Well, that's usually where I end up playing.
Yep.
And I started last winter. I'm like, I got to learn how to play this because this is super hard, and I just want to know more. But very rarely it's like you're the guy they pick on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, think about the theory of the two deep zone.
Yeah.
So you've got the two, you got the safeties and you got the middle. Now, a lot of times they'll run the hook underneath and they'll hit MTA over the top.
Yep.
Or they'll run the post over the top and make you bail, and then they'll run the hook underneath.
And they run the hook underneath.
Like, they're playing pinball with you all day, and you run the two safeties off, and it's like it's 2-on-1 against the middle.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Unless you man one of the girls, but then even then, or like Dom Lee was talking about, they'll flood one sideline. So you pull the safety with a go from the outside. You run some type of flat route to pull that corner. And then as the middle guy, you are basically 1-on-1 with the center. And whatever way he breaks, like, you got to just make it. And then they'll fill in behind you.
You know what I learned after all these years?
What's that?
And as we keep talking, it proves my point more and more and more. You know what the best defense in the history of the world is? A man, because there's no thinking.
No.
You go grab him. You go grab her. Let's go play football.
I love man defense.
Yeah, let's just do it. And if we're burned, and you just got to hope and pray that team doesn't see that, okay, there's five of them against five of us. If we can find the ISO and got it, we're just going to move everybody left. And now, if they don't see it, and you'd be surprised how many people don't see that, though.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing that sucks about man in the type of football that we play is that then every play is a bunch play. Everybody's getting tangled up, and it becomes a hot mess. And then everyone's complaining that the picks aren't called, but...
But they never are.
No.
Rarely.
Yeah, but my point is, like, you look at some of these... Like, Bobby McCann's a perfect example of that. Mm-hmm. That guy's a surgeon at 10 to 12 yards in a zone. But you man his guys up, he's got to make a perfect throw now.
Yeah.
And sometimes he can't.
But he has good guys, so you have to hope that your guys are as good as his guys.
But if you're gonna go one way or another, I'd rather take my chances with the man.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, I mean, when we played him in the playoffs, we held him to 23 points. I mean, if you'd have told me when the day started you're going to hold Eyes Downtown in a playoff game to 23 points, I'd be like, where do I sign up for that? I mean, I thought we did pretty good.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they had held us to 23 points, and we lost in overtime. But that's
I had that game.
Yeah, that was
it was wild.
Yeah, that was we had a couple breakdowns, and I don't even want to go over it again. Cole did not make a throw he should have, but these things happen.
Yeah,
playoffs
are
exciting this year.
They're great.
You had both gender teams in playoffs in the finals. I thought that was fun.
Who would have ever thought after can we talk about this real quick? If you would have told me with the teams that were in D5 at the time that Hope and Ruin was the team that was going to win that, I would have said you're crazy.
I know.
Didn't see that coming.
That just goes
especially
to show,
with
though,
Quinn.
It's who shows up that day.
Yeah, because you had both the gender teams in Quinn. Of those four, nobody. If it's Vegas, nobody's putting money in Hope and Ruin. Nobody.
Right. We had the... We had good weather this year, right?
Yeah,
it was a beautiful
day. Nice.
Usually we tend to always get... It happens more in the fall, but it always seems like championship day is mired in fucking rain.
That's
or
in the
crazy.
Fall.
That's
yeah.
the fall. The
that,
fall.
It was like hailing last
like
year.
I always laugh. Like, there's so many championships that are given to people who may not should have deserved them, but
no,
they were the better team.
Weather.
They were the better team in the wind and rain.
Don't ever tell Chris Cole or Tommy Hughes that.
Oh, that's right.
We've been in a... Part of a few.
I've seen you guys
a few
lose
of those.
Some
monsoons, hailstorm. The one we lost to Varsity Villains when it was like 90-mile-an-hour winds and a hailstorm.
Well, so now are we not going to get to see the two gender teams face off again?
For what?
We're separate.
No, they moved them back. Okay, and let's get to that because we're kind of moving time. So the divisions, I don't understand what Topper's doing right now. So we've got a Division 1, a Division 3, 4, 5, and 6. Where's Division 2? I'm not really sure. Theory would
lost
tell you
in the stratosphere.
Maybe we should have a 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'm a little not understanding this right now, but hopefully it'll all come into focus. But we're gonna the divisions are pretty close. I think D3 Slytherin the end zone's got to come down. I'm pretty sure because they're not so good. 4 I think is okay, and 5 is okay. And then I don't know how many other teams are coming. I think Passless Chaff should go down to 6. I think UFO should go down to 6. That's me personally, but we're gonna have some talks. 3's perfect.
Isn't everybody
the way it is.
In 6 though.
Like, no, there's like 6 teams.
Oh, really? Because when I looked, 2 weeks ago and people were starting to register a bunch, it was like 2 teams ready for
there's
D1.
There's 6 teams in D6 right now.
That's it. Oh, yeah. Emily, did you hear the good news? You ready to get excited?
Yeah.
There's rumors Ace is coming back.
Yeah, I can't
Holla.
Wait.
Holla.
That will be awesome.
Are they going to go in D4?
I hope they go in D5 and they play Maddie's Angels in week 1, field 1. I would cut Public Enemy off that field and they can have our field ready for that game. All day long. I volunteer it right now.
You should do that.
Okay, then we'll
beat
them 76-6 again.
Please do.
Sick.
Let's have it.
You should do that every week where you just pick like the more fun matchup.
I've always done that.
One.
Yeah, like how NBC does it. Like we should have flex scheduling.
Yes,
flex
scheduling.
Like the problem is Joey Batts would be on field 1 like every week.
No, he wouldn't.
Why?
He's getting hemorrhoids cut
because
Lenny loves
ratings. He's a ratings draw.
He's not that. much of a Ravens fan.
He's an MVP, and he should. If we had awards this year, he probably would have won again.
But didn't his teams lose?
I know, but he's that good. It wasn't because of him.
No, it. Never mind.
I'm just throwing it out there.
All right.
Why are you shaking your head? You got to understand the man's greatness.
Well, he's a good player, but like, what does MVP stand for?
Oh, I see what you're saying now about the divisions. I didn't look. Because before, we were in D2 just by ourselves.
Exactly. Yes.
We just said bullet club.
See, do you see? We just skipped. We just said, okay, D2's gone, I guess.
Like Gryffindor?
That's bats. That's okay. So here's what's going on with that. They might be coming up to D1. We're not sure yet. So here's the story there. Brother Nero, who, by the way, we're all going to call Tony now because it really ticks him off.
No, we're going to call him Anthony.
We're going to call him Tony. Anthony. No, we're not.
Anthony is his God-given name. Given by the Lord.
It's okay. You can fight her sometimes.
No.
You don't always have to agree. It's okay.
It's not an agreement.
Come on, call him Tony. It'll be awesome.
No.
Jay, he doesn't like it.
Don't do it, Jay.
Do it. It'll be awesome. So Tony and Burr are playing with Joey, and then there was a rumor that Moreno was going to play too. And we're like, listen, you can't have Moreno, Burr, and Tony playing together on the same team. That team's got to go to D1.
People don't even know who you're talking about when you say Tony.
I said Brother Nero. We're going to call him Tony now.
I know, but it's
not as fun. Just Brother Nero works.
I don't know. The name Tony reminds me of like a pizza parlor or something.
Yes.
Like Tony Pepperoni.
I had a leak eating out of the palm of my hand because of a special person. Trust me, I can make that stick.
A, funny. B, doesn't he still have to sing?
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
We're slacking in our ridiculousness.
I'm telling you, this whole, like, thought I was going to die thing kind of, you know, slowed me down a little bit.
Yeah, you got to stop that. Jeez.
Yeah, well, I'm trying. so we don't know if they're going to D1 yet. If Moreno comes up, because Moreno threw his shoulder out, like, dislocated or tore a rotator cuff or something.
Just casually.
Yeah, well, they're like, well, we're going to put him on our, they pulled the joke, hey, we're going to put him on a roster, but we don't know if he's going to show up. And then I'm like, okay, great, he's going to show up for the playoffs, and then you're going to win D2, and everybody's going to get mad. So I said, you have to tell us once and for all. If he's playing, you're going to 1. If he's not playing, you're going to D2.
So no more Cintas?
Cintas is down to like 4 or something. D4.
Oh.
Really?
They are playing.
They are playing.
So if you quarterback, you can be on 3 rosters?
He's going to be... I don't know what's going on with the girl team. Is he on there? We said he can only play quarterback, but he cannot play... Well, he can't play defense.
They can never have a guy on defense?
What?
That's going to be a disadvantage then.
They can have a guy even though you can't have him on defense.
The new rule for gender teams is you can only have one male on your roster.
So we didn't have a Matty Travis scenario.
No, you can.
That's the rule.
Gender teams, you can have a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
You just can't have him play defense.
So the backup quarterback plays defense?
No. If you have Matty Ice on Matty's Angels,
yes,
you could have Travis as a quarterback on that team if you had to.
But is our backup.
Okay, fine. But they can't play in the
bro.
You can't have bro play defense and Matty play quarterback. Plays that week, bro is your quarterback and he's your backup.
Bro has been told he's playing the 1 week Matty can't be there, the 2 weeks.
And he can play both ways.
Yeah.
Shampoo convention?
Yeah. So what you're saying then for the other girls' team, though, is Joey's their quarterback, but then he's never playing on defense.
No, he can play defense for them. He can't play defense for Shintas.
You just said that he couldn't.
He can't, because that's
can't
the gender
play
rule.
Defense for Shintas.
He can't play defense for Shintas, because we're gender rules, Shinta. Gender teams are just their own thing.
Can we get Paul Shinta on Shintas yet?
We're working on it.
Cut the Shintas. Yeah.
And I apologize if you didn't understand what I said, but that's what we're trying to say is gender rules are kind of over there.
Yeah.
And Joey and Matty can do their thing, and then he's going to play quarterback for Shintas. And if he plays defense, he gets suspended.
Okay.
And it will make me cry, but I will hand the suspension to him.
Oh, he's going to play defense the first week just to test you.
You know, but you know how that would work. As much as I love Joey, I would have to.
He's going
to
spray paint NWO on your title and do whatever he wants.
He could. He'll be suspended, though. It would kill me, but I would have to. Aww. Of all the people in the league that probably would hurt me the most if I had to suspend him, and the more I think about it. Yeah.
Well, you'd have 3 teams that couldn't play for 4 weeks.
Yeah, so he shouldn't do that.
Tell him to be a league-abiding citizen.
He always is.
Okay.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what we got there. So, yeah, we got our divisions. And we'll tell you, today's Monday. So on Wednesday the 29th, ding, ding, that's the last call. If you don't have your team in, you better hurry up because we don't care anymore.
Are there any regulars that just haven't done it yet?
XTC.
I think XTC, Travis, there's a couple teams in D6, I think, and there was one in D4 maybe, or D5. I think we're missing like 6 teams or 5.
Who's the first team to get their roster in?
That would be Angry Buffalo.
I tell you what, those guys are great.
They are pretty cool.
I did my best.
What happened to the replacements?
Families, kids, wow. things of that nature, and they pulled the plug.
Gray yeah. and Associates finally got too old.
No, they weren't here for a couple seasons, but yes.
So Gray yes. Associates were in last.
Nope.
No,
two sessions ago.
Yes.
Who else are we missing here?
Just gonna go do this with
him. Yeah.
I know that Gordon's gender team needs to get his roster together.
Yeah, that would be kind of nice.
Fucking guy.
Yeah. Bipolar Express.
Bipolar Express.
Wow.
And by the way, let me just throw this out there, because I saw somebody put a team in D4, and it's great that you put Mike S. and Joe K. and Bill P., but a first and last name would help us.
To be fair, yeah. I put yes. Joe K., and then for the email, I'm like, you know this topper.
No, well, if you want to laugh, it's not you. It was a different team. No, it's a different team.
I actually spelled out everybody's name this time. Okay. Usually I don't even put
this
it
team. There was a team in D4. I don't want to say their names, but they're literally, they give us the first four names, and we're like, okay, and then all of a sudden we get Mike S., Joe B., Carrie K., and I'm like, we yeah. need names.
Right.
I know, like, Gordon put in the five girls' names he knew, and then he said, and more to come.
Yeah, I was like, what the?
But now this is the best, because, like, you messaged me, and you're like, dear Joseph K., please explain to Gordon that this is not a thing.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's definitely not a thing. And then I tell Gordon, he's like, I talked to Topper, and he said it was okay just so I could hold the spot. I'm like, well.
Was it Topper or Uncle Topper?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I can't.
That's my favorite question.
It depends on what winery he was at. But yeah, I mean.
It does.
I'm glad Gordon is putting in a team, because more and more girls want to play on a gender team.
Mm-hmm.
And the Angels were running into a problem where people would say, oh, you want to be on a gender team? Join the Angels. They're fun. And then we had a 20-person roster.
Right, and people
and
got
then
mad.
The last week, we had two full lineups of girls, and then people weren't playing a lot. So if you would like to be on a gender team, text Gordon.
And next, you know, okay, who will talk to Gordon about
people are
it.
Cheering for Gordon, because after the Tommy Hughes debacle, like, I want Gordon to I want him to succeed.
What debacle?
Debacle.
Oh, God. The whole team. Yeah, Sarah.
Okay.
It was a debacle.
We'll have pillow talk later.
I think Gordon, I think he can bring them to greatness.
I mean, he can do stuff, I'm sure. But
he can.
Sure,
I'm cheering for
anything
him.
Is possible. But, I mean, like, Gordon wants to have a gender team of, like, the girls who don't normally get asked to play on a gender team.
There's D1 girls that aren't on
I know.
Gender
well, that's
team.
That's the other thing. Like,
yeah.
I know that a lot of the girls we were talking to was, like, D3 through 6 girls and stuff like that. So, hopefully.
He can make it work.
He could. He just has
he's
to, like...
He's a very underrated quarterback.
No, he's he properly rated.
No, he'll be fine. He's got this. It's going to be awesome.
I will take my foot on my mouth. Like, Gordon played quarterback once, like, three years ago, and it was the worst quarterbacking I'd ever seen. So anytime we needed a sub desperately, he's like, I can do it. I'm like, no, we've done this. We're not going to do that ever again.
We've gone
question,
down this rabbit
have you seen Mike Ford play quarterback?
Well, no, because Gordon hates Mike Ford more than anything.
You're saying Gordon was worse than Mike Ford?
Yeah. That Whoa. One game, yeah.
Those are some strong words.
The first game, last year, though, he played and he did well. He did well, so it was fine.
So I want to get to one quick subject, and I got to say this real quick.
Dinner
so,
crowd.
Well, it, before that. So we pretty much have formalized the universal sublist, and I got to say something about this, and you're going to see some more emails on this. Please know, and we've three or four different girls have sent us emails, and they're both very all nice girls. It sucks that we're not trying to tell you no, but please understand that the universal sublist is not designed so girls can play football all day. They're at the league's request to help some competitive balance, and we don't. There are girls maybe that don't have the skill of some of the upper division girls. There may be girls that are learning to get better. There may be girls that are just there to have a good time. Like, we're trying not to get girls that will switch the competitive balance of a game if they play this game, this game, this game, and this game. So a couple, maybe three or four girls are going to be a little unhappy this week, and we're sorry, but we made a decision that the universal sub list, we just don't want to screw with it. So when you don't see your name on the list, please don't think it's personal, because it's not. That's
fair
to say about that.
And there's like a new rule with the number of times you can ask someone to sub.
Yeah, you get four games and that's it. Like, your team gets four games. Once you have your four, it's USL and that's
does
it.
Does not reset for playoffs?
No.
Okay.
No.
Can you ask the same player four times?
Yes.
Interesting.
Right. Yes, you can. But once you get four, that's that. Yeah, and we're going to have a spreadsheet. Ramirez is going to help me, actually. I used to be on the other end of the sub list at toppersports.com, but now it's going to be Ramirez and I, and we're going to have a spreadsheet set up, and once you get four X's, you're out.
I think there should be a wheel. You need a sub.
Well, talking about a wheel.
Just interesting.
Came to my house this week.
Yes.
I'm going to be setting it up on Thursday or Friday.
Jay, are you aware of the wheel?
Did you see the topper wheel of hope?
The wheel.
Oh, I didn't
of
show
hope.
You
the wheel of hope.
Emma, you got to show. I bought a casino wheel.
Oh.
Oh yeah, yes. And oh, I have it confirmed. Holy by the way. So every
like a
every,
roulette wheel.
No, no, or like the big money wheels. The big yes. It's got 52 slots. So we're gonna put all the teams in, and then as Joe K said, the other slots we're gonna let people get bonus slots. So what's
they
gonna
can
happen?
Curry
is,
our favor.
Yes. Every Saturday at 2 o'clock, we're gonna spin the wheel, and the team it lands on gets $100 gift certificate from the Angry Buffalo.
Okay.
So thank you, Topper Sports and Angry Buffalo for teaming up on this. We're gonna about $100 gift certificate each Saturday.
Really?
Yeah,
$100. They're in on this?
Yes, they are.
But they won't give us some specials?
Angry Buffalo is great.
I sent them a very nice letter requesting their help, and I said that Topper Sports League would help as well, and they said, we love this idea. Where do we sign up? And,
does that mean, so basically they're helping by allowing you to purchase $100 gift certificates and give to your team, and then they have to actually just like approve them?
No. They're
splitting it?
Oh, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Big props to them then.
Yeah, no, congratulations to them.
That
Joe, I talked to
step.
Joe David. He was excited.
Right,
he couldn't believe that I did that, but
really?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody should ever not believe that you do something
I know.
Anymore.
But the wheel's going to be cool because it's got all these like dollar signs on it. And wherever they are, we're going to put like circles of Topper's face. So when the wheel spins, I want Topper's face to spin with them.
Wow.
It's going to be cool. But if it lands on your team, you're going to get a...
Are we going to have the Bees Brother bankrupt spot like we talked about?
No, Bees Brother is never coming back ever.
So do you have to be there at 2 o'clock?
Well, somebody from your team must be in the bar. Yes, that's the only caveat. That was, so if you're playing at 2, I'm sorry, but there's going to be 9 weeks. So if you're playing 1 week at 2, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to make the next one. But we're going to do this for 9 straight weeks.
I love it.
Yeah, and if you're people you just have to be in the
every
bar.
2 o'clock game is going to start late this entire
season. Well, that's funny. For the rest of the year, we're going to have games at 10, 11, 12, 1, and 3.
Yeah.
One, 3 o'clock two, is dinner crowd.
2:15. Yeah,
so
dinner
you,
crowd.
You know, you just have one person, the sub, stand at the bar. You
yep,
wait until that wheel is spun.
I would request a sub just to have somebody stand at the bar for
absolutely.
A
and do me a favor. Don't take the gift certificate home. Slap it on the bar and let's have some
use
fun.
It immediately. Yeah. Like, that's kind of the point.
Yeah, don't be lame. Yeah.
If you don't, if you take it home, I'm going to grab a megaphone and I'm going to follow you around for the rest of the season. Just go boo
see,
every
now
time I see you. Like, Drew.
Makes me want to
there's
going to
be a clause.
Yeah.
Must use that.
I've got a megaphone in my office and I will bring it to football.
Well, I feel like you can't do it just like that. Because what if, like, somebody plays their game at 2, they win, but they got to go because they have, like, a wedding at 6. So
it must be cash in on the next Saturday.
That's fair.
You know, 1 week.
That's fair. No,
that's
1 week's fine.
Yeah, that's
that way you can just spend your time saying, all right, we play here, and then we're using our money to go get fucked up because, you know, what we want to produce, you know,
we're using,
promote is more alcoholism.
No, we're using this to enjoy our Saturday.
That's right.
Thank you, Emily.
And be responsible.
And encourage more people to
responsibly happy.
Hang.
Yes.
Okay.
And lastly, if you go on toppersports.com, please find hashtag dinner crowd. Topper named it. We're
that's
try
a great name,
club,
by
yeah,
the way.
It was awesome.
That's the best thing he's done
we
in a while.
We went back and forth. We had three different names.
What were the other two?
Well,
it's not better than dinner crowd, so I don't care.
No, it doesn't. They were two good ones.
What is your favorite one? Because it's not dinner crowd. I already know it. I already know you're not thrilled about it. What did you like better?
Mine was going to be the Joey Battaglia Invitational.
Okay, that sucks.
No,
and then Topper had another one. So, but we settled
dinner
on
crowd
dinner crowd.
Is where it's
yeah,
at.
Dinner crowd's great.
So no Breakfast Club. We're not doing it at 9. We just don't want to do football that early anymore. So we're going to do it at 3 o'clock if we have a league. You can bring a whole team in.
What about the buffet bunch?
Jay, stop. It's named. Anyway,
great idea, Coach Jay. We'll bring you on to the next one.
Congrats. We'll play at noon.
We got to talk off air because if X-Men school is going to be back up and running,
yeah.
Can we, if I get involved in this again, can we kind of do some of my stupid ideas every now and again?
No, Jay's very serious.
We
the opposite of that.
We could do whatever structure. You want. Okay. We do a lot of goofy stuff. Because
I want to bring a film crew, and I want to go into those fields back there.
Okay.
Like I want to bring axes, and I want them all dressed in traffic vests.
Yeah.
And like strength training, like literally. Like maybe we'll have them like wheelbarrow
each
other
around.
You need
to learn discipline.
I want
to
see them chop a couple
catch.
Trees down, and like we'll just do this for like building. Like I want to film it.
Yeah.
Just 1 week. It doesn't always have to be serious.
Now, and we call it X-Men school.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh!
Great. There you go. Great drop in, Coach J.
I don't even think I need to be here anymore. I'm replaced.
Well, you're gonna have the other video camera. I mean, I can't film this all by myself. We're gonna do it like Blair Witch.
Yes, it's gotta be real shaky cam.
It's just gonna be me and Lenny in like the woods.
And hunting clothes in August.
So scared. Yeah, we're hunting rabbits.
We're gonna be wearing those foam things with the orange and the winter hats.
We should do that anyway.
Jay don't play. He had girls doing the W drill.
That's right.
Running this like back and forth running thing.
And again, both of them have broken hands now. So.
No, this was in Blondes Brunettes.
Oh, I thought
separate.
We were talking about Coach J's school.
No.
For kids who can't read.
If Ford's coaching again and you guys need help, let me know. As much as I hate that organization, just to watch Ford lose, I would volunteer if you need my help.
That would actually be awesome if you just showed up to the fields to just out-coach Ford.
Would you be affiliated with the Brunettes?
I would, as long as I was playing against Michael Ford, I would be affiliated.
Okay,
with the
then yes.
Deal.
Deal.
Isn't it Ford and Tommy?
No, Tommy's. No. It was Tommy, coach? Jay, and Taylor were the brunettes. The blondes were Ford, and then this guy named Fish.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't remember.
And if Ford's on anything, I want to be on the side against
like,
was it.
Was his last name Fish?
I don't know.
Or they just call him
that
Fish.
That was his name. That's what he said.
That's how he introduced himself.
So wow. Real quick, Wednesday, August 29th, you have to have your team in.
Yes.
Dinner crowd, if you can do a breakfast club, get in there. Some of these other teams, like Dave Baker was like, hey, I want to bring my family in. Bring them in and breakfast or dinner crowd.
He already registered
the whole team?
He paid for game
okay,
on,
well, it is what it is. We tried.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. And like I said, is this going to work? Is it not going to work? I'm not really sure. But we'll check it out in the spring. I think it's gonna. And if it doesn't, then we'll switch it back. But we're gonna try it and see what happens.
We'll see.
We will see.
It'll be bad, but it won't be too bad.
No, I think it'll be good. I think you'll get people to hang. You might not be able to do teams, but even if it was just like draft style, like old school, line them up.
We're still talking dinner crowd. I thought you.
That's
were talking
what
about
practice
your rules.
Is like.
Yeah, first pick, second two. What do you want?
I mean, even if dinner crowd fails, I think the 20 of us that really want to play anyway are just going to.
Yeah.
And then it'll just be 4 o'clock game every week at 3.
So there'll be refs for dinner crowd and stuff?
It's got to be.
Oh, yeah. Right? It's just be like Breakfast Club.
Ramirez ready to like schedule now.
Cool.
Won't be a big deal.
Yeah, cool. That's it. So it looks like we're heading towards. Hold on. Final thoughts. Coach Jay, we're going to start with you. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Very excited for the season to start up. I'm a little upset I'm going to be missing two Saturdays, but that's all right. Pumped to get back at it. Very excited to continue reffing so I can make a little cheddar cheese while
I'm there.
By the way,
I got to throw this out there real quick.
Cheddar.
You were easily my favorite ref. I got to
well,
say
thank
that.
You.
I think you did fantastic.
Thank you very much.
And D1 refs literally make me want to just bang my head against a wall sometimes, but I thought you did great in all the games. It said you were in our games, too. Never complain once.
Thank you. I
great
appreciate
work.
It. I'm going to be honest. I was a little nervous the first
no,
time Ramirez was like,
great.
Hey, you got the D1 field. I'm like, what?
Let me go throw up.
Any player in this league will never complain at a ref who sincerely is watching the game, trying their best, and giving maximum effort. Even if they don't, that's it. You just watch Coach Jay ref. You want to see how it's done, watch people like that ref, and you will get better, I promise.
Well, he's like all in there. He's running up and down the field, being right where the play is.
And by the way, we could do that. The last 15 minutes of Coach Jay X-Men School, we could show you how to ref.
Coach Jay Refman School.
Yeah,
Refman School. Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
We got this.
Yeah.
Jay's really legit excited.
I love it.
Too.
Nice. Thanks for coming, Emily. Final thoughts.
I really hope people sign up for Dinner Crowd because I want to play a third game every week.
So yay.
Get on
Dinner
your computers. That's all I have to say.
DJ Jimmy, final thoughts? No. He's passing.
He's passing.
Joseph
passing
K.
The Dutch.
Yeah, I mean, my sentiments are pretty much like the same as Emily and Jay. I can't wait for the season to start. Dinner Crowd sounds like a ton of fun. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, I always look forward to football because I always look forward to my football family and hanging out. And even for me, like, right now I'm going through some real life-changing crap right now. So having these people in my life again real soon is going to be very important to me. And I just cannot wait to spin the wheel and see what other ridiculous crap we come up with.
Well, week two. I promise Sarah week one. You can spin it week two.
Fair.
Okay. I'm not telling Sarah no.
Wait, does that mean you have to wear the evening gown?
Well, no, Sarah can wear whatever she wants. She just said, hey, Len, can I spin the wheel week one? I said, deal.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
She needs a responsibility because she can't play with her hand.
Yeah, right now she's got it. You can be week two. You can be up there, though, still.
No, that's fair. I should be there, yeah.
Okay,
I'll
yeah,
be, like,
you should.
The announcer.
And our hunting gear is we're like scoping out the weeds for our shooting our video with Jay's X-Men
God,
school.
We have so much.
I have so many ideas with that.
On. Yeah, all right. Well, I guess that means, Lenny, it's time for your final thought.
We don't have any this week. I think we struggled last week. I think we did great. We're great on time. Wednesday, August 29th. That's it. I look forward to, what is this now, 15th season? I'm still here, so knock on wood. That's a good thing. I will say this, though. And I'm going to close with this. It was nice to see Emily. We have not seen her in a very long time. But I find it very interesting that Jay's here, and Jay had Sherry on his team, and now she's not going to be on his team. So that's just one more reason, ladies and gentlemen, if we band together, maybe this will finally be the season that in one side of the ring we get Emily, and on the other side of the ring we get Sherry, and they fight once and for all. Good night.
You guys
thanks for listening. When you play football, you be nice. Don't make me come find you. I'm so sure.